So Island Escapes, as you know, has been a growing business here on the Isle of Man within the visitor economy. And around about a year ago, we started looking at options in relation to how we'd expand the company further and really help secure the future and look to expand and help really support that intention to grow visitor numbers into the Isle of Man. And so we actually began the process about a year ago of looking for potential companies that would fit with what we do within Island Escapes. And yeah, we started chatting to Sapphire Holidays, who seemed the ideal company really to partner with.
What did you first make of this this approach then? And the Isle of Man, has it ever been on your radar before?
If I'm perfectly honest, no, the Isle of Man wasn't on our radar. But then we're a family company that's grown mostly evolutionary, but more recently with small acquisitions. And we'd made one a few years ago, which was the Isle of Wight, which I guess was a tester. Not quite the same sort of ferry journey, but we're used to the idea of new territories. And the Isle of Man was a bit further stretch in terms of that, but actually an incredibly good fit. It's really about ethos and finding partners who think the same way as you. And we definitely came across that with John and his team. Yeah, we're a family company. We've grown, but we've grown slowly, and we've taken 50 years doing it. But we had the same ethos, and that at the heart of it is what makes for a good partnership. And when we acquire companies, they tend to end up as partnerships, not acquisitions. And you know, the great thing with John staying with us is that that will continue. So really, we're providing the infrastructure, a little bit of expertise, a lot of IT, some of the stuff we've learned over years. And hopefully bringing that into the Isle of Man.
John, how do you see it as working, and how do you plan on sort of retaining a Manx identity?
Yeah, I think that's obviously a good question because we're well known as a local Isle of Man business. And I think really nothing is going to change on that front. We are going to have our local based team who are going to be looking after our guests here and our property owners and aiming to continue to provide that guest experience that we've been become well known for really. And I think what we're going to be benefiting here, as Simon just said with Sapphire, is that reach and that ability to use their marketing, their IT to get the message about the Isle of Man out to a much wider audience. Classic Cottages, which was established in 1977, have got this huge loyal following, and Island Escapes in the next few months we'll have our properties advertised through them, and I think that's going to open up the Isle of Man to a whole new audience who've never really thought about the island before.
And you're continuing at your Castletown base. So, are there any real changes to your company as far as you see it?
Only in the fact that I'm getting my workloads changing slightly, so I'm going to be having less sort of onerous administration to do, and I can actually focus on developing the business here and actually looking at what we can do to try and improve the offering that we have on the island, which you know is really benefiting the whole island as a whole, really, with the growth in visitors that we're seeing.
You talked about marketing and attracting more visitors. So I think that's a good segue to Deborah. So tell us, what do you make of this acquisition, and how do you see it attracting more visitors to the island?
So there's lots of different opportunities here, I think. One of the first things I'd say is I met Simon the first time when he was doing that acquisition for Wight Locations. So I've known them as a company for a very, very long time and admired them even before I moved to the Isle of Man 2 years ago. They're now a B Corp. It's a perfect fit with our biosphere. I think when you talk to John about character and how we attract people to the island, I think it's a real opportunity. They would want to embrace the character of the island and everything that Island Escapes represents, because that's how we will get our customers here. That's how what will make them interested in coming on holiday. But clearly, they're a well-established company with lots of great followers already. So immediately, there is opportunity amongst their customers that they're offering a new location for the first time. And I think it just really helps the island in terms of that professionalizing. Island Escapes has been brilliant, which they're just ready to take it up to another level, which I think we could encourage most of our operators on the island to do too.
Okay, I think that almost wraps my line of questions. I was just going to ask, in terms of the cottages themselves, of course, well, the properties themselves, you see the sign outside saying Island Escapes. It's very recognisable. What's going to happen to those, and what will we see, say, over the next few months?
Yes, but that will stay the same. We're keeping the Island Escapes brand. We're just going to develop it further. And so it will develop as a standalone brand, but also marketed through the Classic Cottages channel as well. So there'll be no real changes. And I can only really see it as something that we're just going to continue to build on. And so we're all really quite excited by it.
Great stuff. And we are talking during TT. You've included this line regarding Homestay Limited. Can you tell us and explain to us what's happening there?
Yeah, so Island Escapes, we won the tender a couple of years ago now to manage the Homestay scheme on behalf of the Alamance Department for Enterprise. And that will continue. So it's just no real change there. It's just the ownership of the company has changed. The Homestay scheme will continue. One of the benefits, I think, with Sapphire is they've got a big IT department, and we want to try and make that process a bit slicker for hosts and for visitors. So we're going to be talking to them about what we can do for Homestay to try and improve our Homestay offering over the next few months in readiness for TT 2026.
And how has Homestay been for you this TT, John?
Yeah, it's been full of its usual challenges. We've had mixed weather this year, so some of the team have worked really hard in just trying to help people who have had to make last minute changes, whether they've been camping and needed to try and find alternative accommodation, or there were ferry changes and they needed to find alternatives. And I think it's a very dynamic thing, the Homestay offering, and it's full of its usual challenges. But it's the second year we've ran that now, so we're getting used to it, and I think the longer we do it, the better we become at managing it. And as far as this year's TT goes, it's been a good one, and just with its usual challenges.
And Deborah, since you're here, I can ask you the same question. How has TT been for Visit Isle of Man?
Well, all the indications are good. The numbers look right up there from some of the best we've ever had. Obviously, as John said, the weather is the weather, but these guys do such an amazing job at rescheduling and moving things around. We're actually here today showing Sapphire Holidays and the team with Simon what TT is about, which is always a bit hard to articulate. Much better to show them what we've got. So far so good. It's going very well. And as I say, they've done an amazing job.
Is it the most important 2 weeks of the year for you?
Oh, now that's a question. Not necessarily. Actually, TT sells itself. It's part of our heritage. It's a big part of Isle of Man's culture. So it has its fans. It's automatically going to attract people. For us, it's harder to sell the rest of the year. We have a great summer usually. We have a great season, probably from April to September. But the hardest part of our job is actually filling the months on the other side of those. They're the ones we have to invest the most energy, the most resource into. But it's amazing to enjoy TT whilst it's on and the other motorsport entertainment that's on during the year as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.